The number of gun homicides in Milwaukee is down this year compared to last, but as of late last week, the number of non-fatal shootings is up. The NAACP convened a panel of local leaders to talk about what to do to reduce the gun violence. Several leaders want to revive the inner city by locating more construction jobs there. Reverend Willie Briscoe of Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope says instead of putting a new pro basketball arena in downtown Milwaukee, build it on a north side property once used by the A.O. Smith Corporation.
That's where it should go if we are serious about lifting the economy of the inner city. But everybody tell me that doesn't make sense because they would have to build roadways. They would have to make it safe. It's got to be apropos for white people to come. Well, that's what we need. Somebody to think outside of the box and say that we need to do the absurd.
Briscoe also says there needs to be more rail transportation to get unemployed African Americans to jobs in the Milwaukee suburbs. While hoping more employment reduces gun violence, others want city and state leaders to nix a proposal to boost penalties for felons caught with guns. UW-Milwaukee School of Social Welfare Dean Stan Stojkovic says mandatory minimum sentences do not work.
We should have learned in the last 15 to 20 years what doesn't work. This does not work. If anything, will exacerbate and make the situation worse.
The NAACP is promising to keep pressing the issue of reducing gun violence in Milwaukee. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.